This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Colette Smart joins us on the line. She's an adolescent psychologist, and you can find out more at colettesmart.com. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Emma.
Now, you are always a wealth of wisdom, and I feel like we need some wisdom when it comes to navigating social media with our tweens and teens. Now, Colette, I actually spoke at a women's night recently, and it just came to my attention that this is a massive area. We were talking about social media and, you know, choosing real on social media, but navigating social media, I mean, parents these days, it's new territory, and this is the first generation of kids that are growing up surrounded by social media in particular, and all that brings with it. So for parents of tweens and teens, I just really wanted to get some wisdom from you as to how to navigate that, and I have lots of questions. Well, first of all, I want to know what age should we allow our kids to get an Instagram and a Facebook account, and do we have a login as well?
Okay. And those are the two probably most basic questions to ask. Most parents don't realize that most social media needs an age limit of 13. So you can't actually choose a year of birth under the age of if your child's 13. So essentially children have to then lie or make a fictitious age to get onto social media. And most certainly parents should be getting their own social media accounts. I kind of have 10 tips I usually go through with parents. Some I'll just skim through quickly, and some I'll elaborate on. So one of the biggest things I say to parents is, number one, is keep technology in public areas at home. All technology out of bedrooms, especially at night. I use the analogy that we wouldn't let our children play unsupervised at Wynyard Station. Let them loose and let them talk with anyone, hop on any train they like, and go off with the odd person if they like at any time of the day or night. Yet somehow we are lulled into the sense of security because our kids' physical bodies are sitting in the house. And we do that online. They are off wherever they feel like going. Another one is knowing all passwords. This is sometimes controversial. Parents will say, oh, but we need to respect our children's privacy, particularly younger children. I think love and care trumps privacy every time. Our children don't need a 30-year-old best friend. They need a parent. There are risks online, and our children that are at risk, kids with who are already anxious or lonely or even kids of single parents are more at risk, and that's not because the single parents parent poorly. That's absolutely not what I mean. Very often some of these mums are working so hard and such long hours, their kids are home alone, and so they're exposed to more. And then also, however, with the passwords, it's important for kids to know that you might have access to their online world, but you're not going to stalk them all the time. I don't advocate for stalking or creeping, but just knowing that their parents have access is important for kids to know. And then one of the most ones that almost sounds simplistic, but it's so powerful, is talking with your children, not at them, but with them. Ask them, what's going on in your friend's online world? What do they notice? What are you posting online, and how does what you like and post say about you as a person? And then, so creating this relationship of openness and sharing without judgment and harsh criticisms when children come across inappropriate content. Just be very careful about how you react to that, because they won't come to you again if you shut down everything. Mm. So really letting them make some mistakes, that's normal. We cannot expect them to be adults. They're not adults. Their prefrontal cortex is not developed until their mid-20s. So they are going to make a mess. Just let them make little messes without exposing them to, you know, the worst possible content. And that's why we have time limits. We have content limits. I recommend age restrictions for apps. Get onto a website by someone called the Cyber Safety Lady. She's got the most practical tools for password, how to set up passwords on your child's iPad. Software, fantastic software that you can use with your children. So really, one of the basics in early days is negotiating a technology contract with your children. So before they even get their first phone, It's not too late even if they do already, but really, that's just an important thing. We don't let our children get on the road without a learner's license or, you know, teaching them how to swim before they get in a pool, yet somehow we think it's okay to let them into the cyber world with nothing, with no guidelines. So really, playing with your kids online, spend some time watching YouTube videos about their online worlds, create your own accounts. Don't blame the tool. You know, if our children mess up, encourage their social lives online, but just being vigilant and being the parent is still important online.
Mm. Wow, some really great tips there. That's really, really helpful. If there are any parents listening whose kids are already on social media and they're having some issues in this area with perhaps online bullying, you know, Facebook inbox messages that are not wanted, what tips would you have for those parents to kind of navigate their kids through that?
I think it's important to, that's why I always talk about the talking part. It's really creating this open relationship where your children can come to you and they realize you're not clueless as a parent. You actually have ideas to help them problem solve. And, you know, especially with online bullying, kids can be afraid that you're going to confront the bully. Sometimes their safety means that you do need to go to the school. Their safety is more important than their worry about you talking about it. But really, talking to them about, you can come to me anytime with anything that you see or anything that happens, and then we can work out who the best person is to go to, whether it's school or us as a family working out how we navigate this. I can't stress openness enough. One conversation is not enough with our children. We need to regularly be asking them about their comfort levels online and what's happening and what's happening with their friends and in their friends' environment. They will often open up once you ask them about their friends' worlds, and you can get an idea about what's happening in their lives online.
Mm, great. Some really good advice there. Colette, thank you so much.
Thank you, Emma. Thanks for having me again.
And if you'd like to read more from Colette and hear more from her, make sure you check out ColetteSmart.com.